This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So left-leaning attorney Alan Dershowitz appeared on Fox News and talked about how much the Democrats are willing to destroy in terms of the rule of law and civil rights in America in order to try to get President Trump out of office. And he's right. And this is coming out of the mouth of a Democrat, Alan Dershowitz. He's, you know, obviously he's a well-known attorney. He speaks in favor of civil rights. And most importantly, he has a set of universal principles. This is why I admire Dershowitz and how he sticks to his principles. You see, most Democrats, they don't have any principles at all. They don't have any ethics, no morals. They like to invoke principles, but only when it's convenient to their side. For example, when they wanted to protect Hillary Clinton, they granted attorney-client privilege to Cheryl Mills, who was really just Hillary's assistant, but they didn't want anybody interviewing her in an investigation, so they just said, oh yeah, she's Hillary's attorney, so you can't interview Cheryl Mills, that's attorney-client privilege. But when it comes to Michael Cohen and Donald Trump, all of a sudden, what attorney-client privilege? There's no attorney-client privilege. We're just going to raid Michael Cohen's office and take everything. And they did. They took, like 16 cell phones, and they took all his computers, everything. They took it all. And they're trying to look through it. I mean, so much for attorney-client privilege. Well, Alan Dershowitz spoke out against that raid very strongly, and he spoke out against the raid of Paul Manafort as well, because Dershowitz knows that the government has been weaponized to selectively target and destroy a presidency, the presidency of Donald Trump. And that is dangerous to society. It is extremely dangerous. And Dershowitz is one of the few left-leaning individuals who not only recognizes that danger, but is willing to speak out about that danger. And of course, he's being vilified and attacked by the left constantly because he dares to speak up for civil rights. But getting back to the main point of this podcast, and by the way, thank you for joining me. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, in case you didn't know that already. Check out my show, counterthink.com. I've got video podcast episodes airing there almost daily now. So counterthink.com, it's lots of fun. But the main point here is if you go back and look at the list of all the things that Democrats have already destroyed in their quest to bring down President Trump, it is an alarming list, and it's growing by the week. Think about it. They've destroyed the FBI, absolutely gutted the credibility of the FBI. Who trusts the FBI anymore now? After James Comey ran it, James Comey is a leaker, a liar, a traitor. James Comey is a treasonous individual who has broken federal laws, multiple felony crimes committed by James Comey. You can read about that, by the way, at jamescomey.news. And he headed up the FBI. He has destroyed the reputation of the FBI. And that's just the beginning. The media. Who trusts the mainstream media anymore? Half the country doesn't trust, actually it's more than half, it's about 3/4 of the country doesn't trust the media anymore. The media has gone all in to publish lies, to literally try to lie their way through this and destroy Donald Trump with fake news. And they've been caught again and again and again. No one believes the mainstream media anymore except a very tiny number of ill-informed, basically left-wing cultists who are indoctrinated and brainwashed into believing any nonsense that's put out by the New York Times. And there are some of those people in society. And they're dangerous to society as well because they don't have any ability to think for themselves. The left has also destroyed the Department of Justice. Think about how the DOJ, even now under Jeff Sessions, is still run by Obama holdovers such as Rod Rosenstein, or I don't know if you pronounce it Rosenstein. Anyway, that guy, and he has destroyed the credibility of the DOJ, and the DOJ has withheld documents for months from Congress. Congress had issued subpoenas for many documents that were delayed 6 months or more. And it was finally a Judicial Watch that came around under the leadership of Tom Fitton that started suing for the documents. And then Congress finally started issuing threats of holding the DOJ in contempt. And then, only then, the DOJ began turning over documents to Congress that have now been bombshell documents exposing the utter lawlessness and deep state tactics of the Obama holdovers inside the FBI, the DOJ, and other parts of government. So let's see, the left has destroyed the FBI, the DOJ, the mainstream media. Oh, they've also managed to destroy the NFL, just as a side note. You know, they, like, real patriots now hate the NFL. Why is that? Because the NFL has been taken over and occupied by a bunch of liberals who want to turn everything into a social justice warrior propaganda shtick, and the NFL has become the latest, thanks to Colin Kaepernick and the whole kneeling fiasco, and the NFL bending over backwards, or maybe bending forward with their pants down, who knows, just trying to appease the left as much as possible instead of just playing football. You know, whatever happened to just playing football? Now everything has to be some radical left-wing agenda. ESPN has been destroyed by the left. ESPN has gone all anti-Trump all the time. Late-night comedy has turned into a hate fest. You look at Jimmy Kimmel. Who are the others? Stephen Colbert. That's his fake name, of course. These people and others are pushing nothing but hatred, late-night hatred. It's a repeated indoctrination of hatred and anger into the minds of radical leftists to keep people angry and to keep lying to people. Stephen Colbert just openly lies constantly about everything. He has no attachment to any facts whatsoever. And if you challenge him on it, he'll just say, oh, it's comedy. Well, actually, you are putting thoughts into the heads of young people, thoughts that are blatantly and deliberately false in order to whip up hatred and anger that could push this country to a civil war. You are dangerous to the civility of our modern society. And Jimmy Kimmel is the same thing. Jimmy Kimmel, no longer funny, no longer a comedian. He's become a radical left-wing political activist who pretends to be a comedian. So let's see, what else has the left ruined? Oh, yes. Universities and colleges. So education has been utterly destroyed by the left. They've turned colleges into snowflake, crybully safe space zones with cry rooms full of Play-Doh, stuffed animals, and color-by-number therapy charts so that these offended young students, who, let's face it, are still in their 20s, they should be acting like adults, but they act like 7-year-olds or maybe 5-year-olds. They can't handle anything in reality anymore. And they have to have actual cry rooms now set up in the universities so that the students can just, I don't know, what, you surrender to a cry room and you just whimper? You just bawl your brains out in there? What are they, do they really go in there and just cry? I mean, what the WTF, right? What? I mean, when I was in college, they didn't have cry rooms. They didn't have safe spaces. It was all about free speech. But today, the cry rooms are for colleges. So go figure. Anyway, Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com and my main website, newstarget.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean, supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.